Today, gentlemen, we are going to take a dive into the horrifying and terrifying depths of a subreddit called My Boyfriend is AI. Now, I've addressed the topic of AI boyfriends or AI partners in various videos to various degrees, but what distinguishes this particular subreddit from what you'll generally find is the level of communication between the individuals who participate, the text, the messages, the images. And as you can see in some of these images here, it really says it all, as well as some of the weird things they post. Now, what I find interesting about this, though, is not that there are women out there who are hooked on AI. This is already a regular thing and has been for the better part of a year. But rather, what has happened recently in light of ChatGPT and how these women are sort of emoting about it. And I also think it ultimately gives us some insight into human nature and specifically female nature. Now, recently, ChatGPT received an update from 4 to 5, the ChatGPT 5 update, and overall this is an improvement. Better processing times, more quote-unquote personalities available, more emojis, all kinds of things are available that were not before. It's more efficient. But one thing that seemingly changed was it's become less verbose. It tends to produce a lesser quantity of words in totality. And a specific subpopulation of the internet reacted near violently to this, in the sense that they were utterly disappointed and shocked that this happened. Now, who was the subpopulation? Well, it's the subpopulation that dwells on this subreddit, My Boyfriend is AI. And specifically, their complaint is that the AI is no longer as emotionally connected to them as it used to be. No longer does it spout long trails of verbiage that entrances the women in question, but rather it's very curt and to the point. And by no means is it suitable anymore for the deep and powerful romantic bonds that it had formerly fostered with these women. And so there's much complaint about that. And on top of that, of course, there's much discussion on how to work around this issue and how to maybe get it back to the way it used to be. Now, it seems to me patently obvious that AI is going to be, at least for many individuals, a big future. And I would be lying to say it's only women. There are also men who are clearly interested in AI. In fact, there are already services available for this sort of thing. But it's not so much the fact that men are also interested in AI so much as the fact that women and the way they interact with AI is fundamentally different. Now, I've made a point earlier in many other videos that women actually struggle to a very large degree in distinguishing reality from what's in their heads, which is to say, the fictions they come up with, the stories they tell themselves about how the world functions, the internal narratives, they struggle a great deal to distinguish those things from the underlying reality they inhabit, which is another reason why so many of these women are struggling to come to terms with this. Now, it might be the case that some men fall for this as well, but we have additional evidence for this. Again, I've said this before, men watch porn, women read it, right? Women need a quote-unquote connection, often generated via useless verbiage, to feel something for a man, right? And they need their imagination going. In fact, the more accurate way of putting this is women need to be able to self-insert themselves into any situation. Now, it's not entirely clear that's the case with men. In fact, we know from firsthand accounts and observation that men don't really work this way as a rule. When we look at the things that men fantasize about, the heroics, this and that, sure, maybe men imagine they could be that guy, but they don't literally imagine they have to be that guy in order to appreciate the thing that they're appreciating. That's not the case with women, which is why AI works completely differently. And on top of that, women are especially attuned to quote-unquote their needs, which is why you have this phenomenon that's been documented in New York Times articles and elsewhere, mostly women, occasionally men, but mostly women, the majority, of women having relationships, marriages, at the same time having a quote-unquote boyfriend in the form of the AI to take care of her quote-unquote emotional needs, right? Because at the end of the day, what's happening here, before we get to the meat and drink of the subreddit and the type of women who are populating it, is that women writ large are looking for a kind of imaginary total package. They always have, right? You know, women have their checklists, right? And the checklist is endlessly long. And if anything's missing, it's a no-no, and it needs to be filled in some capacity by someone. Now, imagine you're already married or have a boyfriend who's generally okay, but he's missing, I don't know, like 7% of the things that you wanted. Well, in swoops the chatbot to fulfill the woman's needs and to give her the things that are missing on her checklist. Now, in the case of the subreddit, it's very different fundamentally, because we get a very good picture, no pun intended, you've seen the pictures, of the type of women who are involved in this. They're typically over the age of 30, and they're typically also not very good looking. And as you could see in that image that I showed before, it is very, very clear that they're talking about self-insertion here. When you basically have Chad Thunderschlong embracing what seems to be, by all accounts, a morbidly obese post-30 woman. Now, part of this is a consequence, of course, of hypergamy, right? And of dating inflation. We all know these days that women have very inflated egos, much more so than they used to due to the environment, and they always think they know, rather, that they deserve better. And what could be better for a post-30, morbidly obese, unattractive woman than to actually snag a Chad? Because these self-same women would reject similar such men at the drop of a hat. And by similar, I mean men over the age of 30, unattractive, grossly overweight. These men, in fact, would discuss these women because these men are, quote-unquote, below their level. Now, it is true that juggernaut law is a thing. Let's not deny it. It definitely is a thing. But just because juggernaut law is a thing doesn't mean that the recipients of the juggernaut law necessarily want to copulate with every opportunity that's available to them. So I'm sure plenty of these women, if they really wanted to, could get a lay at a bar or whatever. They probably could even find a fat and unattractive partner, but they don't want that, so they have to settle for the AI. And of course, as I said at the beginning, they're enraged and horrified that the ChatGPT has changed and they're looking at ways of improving this. Now here's the thing, and I think this is perhaps the most salient observation you can make about this, or really any interaction with AI. Though there are bound to be exceptions, obviously. But think about the phenotype of woman who's interested in this and who participates in this. Indeed, even think about the phenotype of man who does. And I'll lay it out plainly, that your looks dictate a lot more than you think. All the normies out there that take certain things for granted, that think looks are kind of moderately important or just a little bit, and it's really the personality that counts. And you know how often I've talked about the immutability of personality, separate issue here, nonetheless. But the point here is very simple. Your looks dictate a lot more than you think, because think about the type of woman driven to this. And then think about other things by extension. Think about the type of guy who's really interested in, I don't know, playing D&D or playing certain types of games on their PC, geeky, nerdy activities. Are any of these guys particularly attractive? Now, I know you're going to say Henry Cavill, blah, blah, blah. But Henry Cavill is a weird exception to the rule, highly anomalous, and again, exceptions prove the rule. No, your looks are always pushing you in a certain direction, and you're not conscious of this. But I'm perfectly willing to admit, for my own part, that had I not been some borderline average, normie-looking guy who's borderline average height and had been exceptionally good-looking and tall, I probably would not have studied the things I had studied. I probably would not have worked the jobs I had worked. I would have gotten to know a completely different crowd. My entire life and its trajectory would have been fundamentally different. Never mind the fact that I probably would not have ended up reading really long and boring fantasy novels as a teenager. Probably, almost certainly not the case, actually, to be perfectly blunt. And so what happens is a filter is created, and this filter pushes you onto a life trajectory that you're, for the most part, not even aware of unless you start studying the stuff and learning about it. And this is exactly what happened to these women. I guarantee you that there are almost no Stacys using a chat AI as a boyfriend. There are probably some freaky mentally ill exceptions. There are always going to be. But 99% of the cases, definitely not. Because what happens? The people who are being funneled to ChatGPT as an AI substitute for real partnership, or even having social connections. There's another instance of this, by the way, of a woman who has created her quote-unquote best female friend in the form of AI. And as you can see here, the female friend engages in all kinds of weird female slang and jargon, sounds like a Zoomer. It's very strange. But there is a lot to be said about your looks because they dictate so much in your life, to the point where I think you're really going to see now in the coming years a sharp divide between the types of people, specifically the phenotype of person who uses this stuff and the phenotype who doesn't. Now, there's going to be a different phenotype. Like, as I said, I don't personally think I'd ever use something like this because, frankly speaking, and I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. It's not something I'm proud of. It just is. I'm too tethered to reality. I don't have a spiritual bone in my body. I don't believe in really anything spiritual or gods or deities. So the point here is that I probably would not fall for the quote-unquote realness of a ChatGPT. I don't think it's possible. Maybe it is. Who knows? You never know. You could be brainwashed. And there's going to be a select bunch of people who are not going to be into this or immune. For example, the Slayer of Punani, the Lord of Gingers, has said that he wouldn't be able to do it because he just knows it's not real, and I'm in a similar boat. But for a lot of people, that's not the case, especially women, because women, again, struggle to distinguish superstition, their own thoughts, from reality. And what you have here is really the perfect time bomb, because it used to be the case that people would clamor and make noise about how governments are going to get rid of people and try to sterilize them and do all this other stuff. But you don't need governments to do this. You're going to have an entire class of human beings going forward in the coming decades who are living their lives not just online parallel to real life, but literally their entire social life is composed of AI chatbots and has nothing to do with real people anymore. Forget people interacting with other people online, which is what a lot of us do. I do that. Other people I know do that. I'm talking about people whose only contact with quote-unquote other people is going to be basically an algorithm. And they're going to be content with it too. And we're not going to hear much from these people apart from these weird subreddits. So people's fears can be, I guess, assuaged right now because it's not going to be the governments doing this. It's going to be companies who are going to want to make money. And it's going to be the human mind, and specifically, above all, the female mind, that caves in and falls for this. And I'm not even laying a judgment down here because at the end of the day, we're just animals, right? We do things that we do, and we behave the ways we behave. If women want to do that, whatever, they're welcome to. And if men want to do that, they're welcome to too. But if people are worried or were worried about how dystopian the previous 10 years had become online with people being plugged in 24/7, fake news, this and that, they ain't seen nothing yet because a new class of human being is in the process of being created. And it's going to be very interesting to observe. Is it bad? Maybe. Is it good? Probably not. But you know me, guys, at the end of the day, I am, above all, a watcher, an observer, and I'm going to continue observing for as long as I can. But as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon and my generous donors on PayPal. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. Thank you so much for your continued support. It means everything to me. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subbing, it'd be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Not the AI gods, but the real gods. Take care, and bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.